Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We are live from the YMCA for the WSO YMCA Challenge. Kendall Briscoe will join us this hour from Caterpillar. Plus, we'll check in with Matt Whitehead and Abby Helm from the Y. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
As a person who is not tall, I'm not sure whether I should be offended by this Bruce Rauner meal or not.
I think you should be totally offended.
Should I?
Yeah.
That's it. I'm voting for Jeannie Ives. How tall is Bruce Rauner? That's what it says right here. Look at that. Tall enough to stand up to Mike Madigan and roll back the Madigan tax hike. After all, Bruce is 6'4". What in the hell does that have to do with anything? Have they just run out of direct mail ideas?
Yes, pretty much.
What it is? Look at that. Look at how tall he is.
And his Carhartt.
Huh?
In his car jacket.
This is all very much sort of Washington Monument to me.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
Okay. I get that.
I mean, are they playing with, you know, size matters? I mean, is that what they're doing here with this? I mean, I really do want to know because this is supposed to make you react on some level when
yeah.
you get this in the mail. How tall is Bruce Rauner? Now, I mean, yes, he's a tall guy.
Right.
And that's the one thing people will say about him when they meet him for the first time is, wow, he's really tall.
Right.
Now, 6'4 isn't to me, I mean, I remember one time years and years ago, we had a program of tumblers, you know, like the kids, like the Jesse White thing.
Right.
And we took them to an NBA game. They got a chance to do a halftime performance in an Indiana Pacers game. Okay?
Cool.
And we were in the tunnel, like at the half, like when the players would come off the court, and then we were going to go on the court, not me, but
right.
and they were going to perform. And like Sam Bowie was playing for the Pacers. I mean,
oh, geez.
Now those are tall people. I
yeah.
mean, they're like 7'3". I mean, so how tall is 6'4 in the greater scheme of things?
In the grand scheme, not much.
Now to me, that's gigantic because I'm short. But 6'4 isn't really that tall.
I'm only 5'8".
Is so that how tall you are?
Yeah, so he's, you know. He's,
I don't know how tall I am.
You never, but you need to, well.
No, why do I need, I mean,
I
at
not.
This point, what difference does it make?
That's a good question.
I mean, it's not like I'm running for governor.
Right.
Where clearly it matters. But
yeah, because you're not tall enough to stand up to Mike Madigan.
When was the last time you had to give your height for something?
I don't. I'd go to the doctor, get checked out. They check your height to make sure you're not shrinking.
Okay.
Just telling you.
At one point I was 5'7". I'm pretty sure that's what my driver's license says. But you know who changes that, right? I mean
right.
You never change the information on your driver's license when you go renew it,
yeah,
right?
No.
I guarantee you the same weight from like when you were 16 is on your driver's license.
And I think mine currently. I still had like a semblance of hair when I had mine taken.
5'7".
Yeah,
that's official.
Okay.
Okay. I have no idea whether that's true.
True or not.
No. Somewhere in a house, somewhere, there's like little
marks
on a wall.
That mom put on the wall.
Exactly.
Nice.
But I don't know. How tall is Bruce Rauner?
Doesn't That's really matter because it's a dumb.
It is.
Direct mail is just.
It is. And then, you know, I got this anti-Todd Hendricks. You know,
That's
what's
weird.
Even worse than the pro-candidate is the anti-candidate stuff you get in the mail.
That's just weird.
And here's what I want to know. I don't know who the INCS Action Independent Committee is. That's who paid for this ad. INCS, Action Independent Committee.
Okay.
That was who paid
I've
for
never
this.
Heard of these guys. Oh, they're part of the Illinois Sunshine Group.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Wait a minute. Let me see.
Something named
find.
After sunshine that you have no
have
idea
any,
what
I,
it
I
is.
I have no idea. The Illinois INCS. Okay. About Us. Where is About Us? Let's find about, Avery Bourne. Let's see who else they got on here.
Avery Bourne is the young woman who's running against Andy Menar?
Right.
No, there's a guy running against Andy Menar. Avery Bourne's a state rep.
Right. I don't know why they had her on there.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well,
they're
clearly
a pack.
Okay, well, I know they're a pack, but evidently, so you would assume this is a Dan Calkins piece, right? Not that Dan Calkins necessarily paid for it, but if they're taking out Todd Hendricks, then this would probably be on behalf of Dan Calkins, right?
You would think.
And look, they got the grainy black and white picture.
Yeah, which I hate.
Career politician. I mean, this guy's like a coach, right?
Yeah.
He's on the Piatt County Board. I mean, I don't know that I would call.
I wouldn't think he's a career politician.
Yeah. there you have it. Anyway, I'm getting about four or five of these a day, and most of them around the governor's race or the state rep race. And then I got another one from Randy Keith. Actually, this was from the Illinois Farm Bureau. So now you're not even getting from the candidates. You got to decipher out who it is that's sending this and why and what the motivation is. And by the way, did direct mail ever cause you to vote one way or another in the history of your life?
No, never has.
Okay, so why do they do it? They spent a fortune on it. I don't understand it. Kendall Briscoe joins us from Caterpillar. Do you get it? I mean, has direct mail ever changed your mind on?
I do appreciate getting pieces so I can at least read them. I mean,
really?
I don't,
you read
I don't,
them?
I do read them. Okay. I'm kind of a nerd like that, so I do read them.
All right. So how tall is Bruce Rauner?
6'4". I didn't have to read that when you told me.
There
so
you go.
That's good.
All right. So good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Team Cat has hit the ground running. Our second workout will be today at noon, but you guys were all there, showed up, and team t-shirts, and Molly says you guys have been all over social media.
Yep.
I know we're only one end of this, so it's kind of hard to say, but how do you feel so far?
Personally, I'm in a lot of pain right now. Molly seems like a nice person. She's not.
Uh-huh. Not in class.
No. But I think we're really excited about it, right?
Good.
Like we've started a Facebook chat group together, and so we're motivating each other. We're sending recipes. I mean, everybody's kind of participating in it, and we're all, you know, I think Jennifer talked about earlier today that we kind of all know each other and had interacted at some point, but it's a different level, you know. Doing this is a different level of knowing people, and so it's fun, and we're all kind of coming at it from different directions. So it's been a good experience 2 days into it, right?
Yeah, and by the end of 6 weeks, you know, you can change habits, you can change the way you're doing things. I mean, you're not going to be everywhere you want to be,
sure,
but you'll be well on your journey.
Yeah,
six
absolutely.
Weeks is enough time to sort of cement that sort of habit changing, and that's the biggest part of it, just getting out of bad habits and replacing that with good habits.
Yep.
Now, were you using MyFitnessPal at all?
Yeah, I have used it before in the past. I have a Fitbit scale.
Yeah.
So I weigh every morning. That's how I try to keep my weight in check, is I weigh every morning. And so it automatically goes to my phone. And so
sure,
those two things kind of sync up. I've had a Fitbit at different times, and the one I had kind of went, so I'm looking at getting another one. So, yeah, and it's fun. I mean, that makes it the competitive kindness of yourself allows you to.
Well, the technology helps.
It does.
You know,
it
10 years
does.
Ago when we
fun.
Were doing this, none of this existed.
That's
you know,
right.
You'd have to pay a lot of money to have a personal trainer to get this sort of information now that you can get from free because of the technology. And there's nothing, it's whatever the reason, you know what you're eating, but when you put it in there, you just treat it differently.
Or you don't eat it because you know you have to put it in
there. That's exactly right. And that is hard to explain to folks, but it is true.
Yeah, it's very true.
And it's universal. People react that way. It's just different.
I have a hard time getting in all my water, right? So the idea that I have to track that makes me want to get to that number 8 every
day. The water is a deal breaker,
I'm
telling you.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
And once you get there, and you're going to go, how in the world did I not do this?
Yep.
All right, so your team is ready to go, and they're having a lot of fun. Now, you guys are, you work in a busy place. We all do. I mean, corporate America isn't getting any better. I mean, everybody's doing more with less. I found that a lot of your teammates had those sort of goals about finding out how to get a work-life balance, right? And I think that's universal. Everybody listening right now, unless you're retired, you know, I mean, in your workplace, it's busier than it's ever been.
Busier than it's ever been. I mean, we really, I won't say we struggled to get our team of 8, but I think a lot of people who showed interest had to back out because they just couldn't figure out how they were going to even get away for the group workouts. And they wanted to, if they were committing, they wanted to be able to commit. So we had a ton of people who had interest.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah,
so now you're talking
absolutely.
To a lot of people right now that would want to start this journey, but they're letting their time schedule sort of be a blocker for that. And you just have to carve out the time.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You're right.
Yeah, the job's not going anywhere and the problems are still there. It's just you take 60 minutes for yourself and you're going to be better at tackling those problems.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, we hope that's what everybody gets out of it.
Yeah, I feel like the team has really got their mind wrapped around that, and they're excited about that. And you can hear it in their voice when we talk. You can hear it when we were working out on Monday. You know, there was a lot of laughing at ourselves. So everybody's keeping a really
have fun with it.
Yeah,
yes.
Everybody's keeping a really good state of mind about it. And I think it's the right thing. And I hope that we inspire other people at our facility to to participate in those workouts that we had, that the Y comes to Caterpillar.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. We visited with Jennifer and Katie a little earlier today, and they were saying that, that Angela comes out there on Mondays and does a class. She's great.
Yeah, she does Mondays and Thursdays. She does twice a week, actually, and each class is different, so it's a different class each day.
Well, because from a Caterpillar perspective or any company, they're all interested in having a healthier group of employees.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, just for selfish reasons. You know, your insurance costs are down, you know, your premiums are down.
The cost days
of
work.
Missed days work, more activity, all of that. And then, you know, a healthier, happier employee is a more productive employee.
Absolutely. No question about it.
All right. So we've got access. Why do you think there's such a disconnect then between the haves and the have-nots? And I don't mean financially. I mean, like, people who are in shape people versus people who are out of shape. We've never had a greater divide in this country.
Yeah.
You know, we got the people who are in it. The people that go to Kyle May's place and go to those runs on the weekend, they have several hundred people show up, and they, you know, those people are dedicated. But we got a lot of people that aren't getting off the couch. And companies and employees, our employers, are doing everything they can to sort of inspire people to do more. We just were with DMH. They're doing the same thing. They let people take if they join, you know, they save on their premium, you know, for their health insurance. You know, Cat's bringing instructors into the facility. Yeah. Why do we have such a hard time reaching people or getting them to take that step?
Yeah, you know, I think it's all personal for people, right? I mean, everybody has their own journey, and everybody will do it in their own time, or they may not.
Yeah, but they keep telling themselves
that.
Right.
And so I think, you know, everybody has a journey. It's their deal. They have to decide when they're ready. And once they decide, right, then it's nonstop, right? Like, you are committed 100%. Everybody, you know, when people get it in their mind and that's the way they want to live their life, then there's nothing that stops it. It's like what I said at the luncheon. I want this to be like brushing my teeth every morning. It's just something
routine
I do without even thinking about it. It's the way I live my life. And I've never gotten to that place. I like exercise, and I've done it different times in my life, but I've never gotten there. So that's kind of what my goal is. So everybody has a different goal, and I think there's different steps in getting to those goals.
Absolutely. Well, and that's what the videos are for, so that you can look and see there's you know, somebody that looks like you. This is not just a bunch of, you know, marathon. You know, I mean, these are folks that are just getting started or at different levels of, you know, getting back to or trying for the first time, or maybe it's been a number of years. And I think we've got the company lined up next, if I'm not mistaken, is Soy Capital and JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. But we're going to be doing this ongoing. So if you're a company out there and you can use, you know, a big company like Caterpillar or a small company like JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, you know, to inspire other employees to get off the couch and get back to being active, it's worth it. All right. So thank you for coming yesterday. This is going to be exciting, right?
Yeah. I mean, We're super excited. We really are. I mean, our group is. I think it would be harder for you guys. I mean, you've been doing it for a while. Like, I'm thinking, how do we keep this energy going when we just started? So that's what I'm.
Routine. It's all about the routine.
Yeah, I think that's the piece.
Yeah, and then yesterday we had our big ag thing, and you were there at MacArthur, and I wanted to thank you for being there as well.
That was awesome.
You know, the video that we showed as an example, we gave a quick video presentation of some of the stuff we're doing with the marketing side of this. That's one of your welders.
I know, it's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. How cool is she?
You know, we love that program that you're launching. It's going to be fantastic for the students, but fantastic for employers. I mean, it really is. It's telling a story that we always try to tell, and we have highs and lows, obviously, in our hiring and things like that. But, you know, we're trying to hire those people.
Absolutely.
Right now,
and when we say FFA and we say Ag Academy, not everybody necessarily puts Caterpillar into that conversation, but they absolutely should be.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because we're talking future engineers and future workers that build these trucks and mining equipment.
Yep.
I mean, you know, so in the soft skills that are so lacking today, and you know, that's what I'm really excited about with this FFA program. So there's not an employer in this town that doesn't fit under this umbrella of getting a skilled workforce.
You know, Brian, people don't realize this, but one of the great things about Caterpillar is they really try to take people and grow them into the role that they want to have. We have a gentleman out there right now who's running the entire project of our bringing in all the wheel loader lines. He started 15 years ago as a production welder.
Mm-hmm.
He came into the facility as a welder. He said, I want to grow into more. I want to do more. And Kat said, okay, let's pay for your tuition. Let's get you, you know, the education that you want. Went and got a bachelor's degree on Kat. Went and got a master's degree on Kat. He now is running a multi-million dollar project. One of the biggest projects we've had at that Decatur facility in 60 plus years. And he started as a production welder.
Yeah, that's amazing. And those stories
are
told over there.
That's not not a unique story. We have multiple stories like that throughout the facility. So when we're talking to students and parents, because you said that yesterday, sometimes it's really educating the parents about this. This is not the last thing that your child does. This is the first step that they do, right? And they can then pick and choose where they want to go from there. And I think about my student loan debt that I write a student loan check every month. You know, I haven't been in college for 20 years. I still write a student loan check. Now, I'm not complaining about that because I always say that it lets me write all the other checks, right? But if I would have had a skill coming out of high school and I would have been able to work that skill and pay for college as I went along, that would look very different, right?
No doubt.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity there that beyond what people are even seeing in the beginning. I mean, it's
I think so, too. And for the school board's sake, which you are a member of, you know, having the flexibility to go with this and the administration, you know, this isn't anything new. I mean, this isn't reinventing the wheel. This is doing what we probably should have been doing all along.
Absolutely.
But we've got the right folks. And so I want to thank you from the outside, from a school board perspective, because it seems easy to say, yeah, Howard's got money and we'll donate that. But you got to have the willingness to sort of put this in place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's been great. And you know, Zach and Paul and Mike, I mean, all of them have been wonderful, you know, and have done a lot of work behind the scenes to get this thing ready to go in the fall. So.
This has been a perfect storm, right?
I mean,
it's been everything aligned like it was supposed to. And all the players were in place to say this is the right thing to do and let's do it.
Absolutely. Kendall, we appreciate it. We'll see you at noon today.
Yes, you will.
Come on. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. And then we got a little bit more with the Election Day coverage. We've also got Matt Whitehead and Abby who are going to join us as well. We're live from the Greater Decatur YMCA for the WSOY MCA Challenge. And there'll be a new video up, I believe, just went up a little bit ago from Matt Hall about yesterday. You can check it out if you were not able to come to the luncheon or the tour of ADM or EPL. We had a really nice day. The folks from Bryan High School from Omaha, Nebraska were in with us to celebrate about 160 community leaders at MacArthur for the luncheon yesterday. Great meeting out at ADM with all their vice presidents and executives and staff. And then Robin taking everyone for the tour at EPL in the afternoon. There's a video of that up at nowdecatur.com. You can also go to itstartswithag.com or itstartswithag Facebook page as well. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.